Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Fortnelis. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Fortnelis. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting third. The first baseman, Del Wilbur. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. And now, play ball. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball four. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Fortnelis covering, for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers takes first base on ball four. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evers moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fortnelis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball four. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Fortnelis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fortnelis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman is hit by the pitch. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman moves to second. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilbur hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Lawler moves to third. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis is 0 for 1 in the game. Forknealis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Rivera scores. Carrasquel moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Ike DeLock now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a pop-up towards short. LePon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. Fortnellis moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Elliott is hit by the pitch. Fortnellis moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fortnellis scores. Minoso scores. Elliott moves to second. It's 8-0, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wilbur settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. It's 8-1, White Sox. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 0-for-1 in the game. LePon hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rivera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Fortnellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fortnellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fortnellis strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodman moves to second. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilbur hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Elliott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain scores. Minoso moves to second. It's 9-1, White Sox. Ben Flowers now pitching. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mealy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Mealy reaches second base with a double. Minoso scores. Elliott moves to third. It's 10-1, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elliott scores. Mealy scores. It's 12-1, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman misplays the ball. That's an error on Goodman. Lawler moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra bunts towards first. Wilbur scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Consuegra for the out. Lawler moves to third. Rivera moves to second. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rocky Krusnik now playing third base. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Zerilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krusnik fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Flowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flowers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LePon moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Consuegra drops the ball. LePon moves to third. Flowers moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Niearhas now catching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Mealy hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilbur hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Consuegra fields it and throws to first for the out. Kell moves to second. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Zarrilla hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Consolo now playing second base. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Wilson pinch runs for Sherm Lawler. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Consolo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilson moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Rivera moves to second. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra is 0-for-0 in the game. Consuegra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Consolo fields it and throws to second for the out. Wilson scores. Rivera moves to third. One out. It's 13-1, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 5 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wilbur scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Rivera scores. Consuegra moves to second. Two outs. It's 14-1, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Wilson now catching. Bud Stewart now playing left field. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Flowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flowers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flowers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Consuegra fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Krusnik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krusnik is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krusnik hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stewart moves to second. Tom Wright pinch hits for Sam Mealy. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 17-1, White Sox. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Rivera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Marsh pinch hits for Sandy Consuegra. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flowers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 17, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Keegan now pitching. Tom Wright now playing right field. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Evers hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wilbur hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 17, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.